There were worrisome signs of trouble in the U.S. military in Iraq in the fall and winter of 2003 through 4. During the fall, the Bush administration launched an anti-media campaign that argued that the situation was better than journalists were portraying it. Troop morale was good, President Bush said in early October, and life in Iraq is a lot better than you probably think. Just ask people who have been there. A few days later, Stars and Stripes, the military's own newspaper, did just that. The Pentagon-managed publication displayed unusual journalistic courage by coming back at the commander-in-chief with the results of its survey of U.S. troops then in Iraq, using its embedded reporters to distribute questionnaires to 1,935 troops at several dozen U.S. bases in Iraq. Stars and Stripes found that 49% of those responding described their unit's morale as low. Many soldiers also described their training as insufficient. A subsequent, more scientific survey by the Army's own experts from Walter Reed Hospital confirmed those findings. There was widespread unhappiness among soldiers in Iraq, especially in the National Guard and reserve units. In the Walter Reed survey, taken in the late summer and early fall of 2003, 72% of soldiers, both active duty and guard and reserve, reported that morale in their unit was low. Like Stars and Stripes, the Army showed true professionalism in having the intellectual honesty to release the data to the public, even if some of its most startling findings were tucked away deep in thick annexes to the report. The survey also found a surprising degree of unhappiness with battalion commanders, with nearly 75% of soldiers saying that leadership at that level was poor. This finding was a shock, because the Army doesn't give command of a battalion to inferior officers, especially in combat. A third survey of 1,200 deployed soldiers from the Illinois Army National Guard found that the majority of soldiers feel they are poorly informed, inadequately cared for, and that training in their units is boring and unorganized, according to a summary by Brigadier General Charles Fleming, the deputy commander of the Illinois Guard. Holshek was one battalion commander who experienced the disgruntlement with leaders firsthand. In September, not long after his battalion was told that its time in Iraq would be extended by several months, he reported to the Chief of Civil Affairs that the unit was in trouble. Mission end state uncertainty has seriously eroded morale. News of extension has exacerbated this, he wrote in a PowerPoint briefing for his superiors. Ability to maintain mission focus deteriorating. He reported that there had been 6 major disciplinary charges brought in the previous month. Holshek said later that he came to believe that the cause of the turmoil among the troops wasn't the quality of commanders, but rather the disconnect between what the Army was designed to do and what it actually found itself doing. I would say that the U.S. Army, 90%, was not structured for success, he said later. We've got a military designed to fight big wars, and it's constantly fighting small wars. So, he said, he found himself seen by subordinates as the representative of an institution that had failed its members. Where are our squad automatic weapons? Where is our body armor? How long are we going to be here? For months, he added, he had been unable to find out how much longer his unit would serve there. All we knew was that everyone was being extended, regardless. Nor could I get a straight answer from my chain on when we would leave Iraq, until about less than 1 month before we left. Indeed, Army morale improved sharply when soldiers began to receive clearer signals on the likely duration of their tours of duty. When Army researchers returned a year later to conduct a similar survey, they found that 54% of the 2,064 soldiers surveyed reported poor morale. That still wasn't good, but it was an 18 percentage point improvement on the 2003 figure. The Army wasn't broken, yet, but it was being stressed and strained in unexpected ways. No matter what ultimately happened in Iraq, it became clear that it was going to emerge from the war there a very different institution.